Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. The story of Peter and Jesus in Luke chapter 5 verses 3-6 teaches us about the power of faith and obedience. In this passage, we see Peter struggling with unproductive effort, just as many of us are experiencing in our lives. But Jesus sees Peter, used his boat and invites him to try again, this time with the Lord by his side. This story serves as a reminder that, no matter how bleak our outlook may be, we can always experience a miracle when we trust in Jesus and obey His word. Through this message, we will reflect on our own experiences and learn how to invite Jesus into our lives, allowing Him to work through us and bring about transformation. Join me today as we look at the topic, Faith and Obedience for a Miracle. Our Bible text is from Luke chapter 5 verse 1-6.
Luke chapter 5 verse 1-6. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen, who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." Verse 6. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
Are you overwhelmed and tired of the problems you are facing? Do you need a miracle after many years of unproductive effort? When you allow Jesus into your life, your faith and obedience will put you in the right position for a miracle. The story of Peter and Jesus from our Bible passage in Luke chapter 5 verses 3-6 serves as a reminder of the power of faith and obedience. Something is special about Jesus. Whenever he comes on board, things change for the better. Just like when he got into Simon's boat, he transformed it into a platform for teaching and spreading the good news. In this passage, Jesus approached Simon and asked him to put out his boat so he could teach the people. When he had finished teaching, Jesus told Simon, who was tired and discouraged after a fruitless night of fishing, to cast his nets again. Luke chapter 5 verse 4 and 5 says, "When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch.' Simon answered, 'Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.' Despite his doubts, Simon Peter obeyed Jesus and caught so many fish that his nets began to break. Do you ever feel like Peter, tired and ready to give up after facing numerous disappointments and challenges? It's easy to lose hope and stop dreaming, reaching, and striving for more. However, Jesus sees your struggles and is inviting you to try again, this time with him by your side. He wants to come aboard and help you navigate through depression, setbacks, lack, sickness, financial hardship, and any other obstacles you may be facing. The first step to experiencing the change you desire in that situation is the readiness to giving out your heart and what you have to God. Simon Peter offers his boat without asking Jesus why and how long. Some of us, God is testing us with our act of giving and service. He wants to know if you can give out your possession or your time to him. When you give for the Master's use, you are setting in place a platform for a miracle. So, allow Jesus to use whatever you have, just as he used Simon's boat, and watch as your situation transforms through your gift or act of service. Another thing is your obedience. Verse 5 of our Bible text says, "Simon answered, 'Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.'" Your obedience to his word matters. The word of God through the Spirit might seem irrelevant to your situation at first, but please obey Him. You might say, I need money, why is God telling me to go and help the old man a meter away on my street? Or, more still, I need a good husband, why is God telling me to go and work? These may not make sense to you, there may be missing link between those things, but just obey. Today, just as Simon, if you allow him to come on board, what might Jesus reveal to you? He may use the avenue to push you to the place of your miracle, the right location to get what you need, or he may show you what you've been doing wrong and guide you in the right direction. Jesus' words may not make sense at first, but if you respond with the same obedience as Peter, declaring, because you say so, I will, you can be on the brink of a miracle. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing and obedient, you will experience the best in that situation. Allow Jesus to come into your boat today and listen to his instruction. Don't ever take his word at naught. Whatever he tells you, do. In conclusion, let us be open to the Lord's guidance and allow him to come on board in every aspect of our lives. He is the source of all hope, peace, and joy, and when he comes on board, we can expect great things to happen. Take a moment to reflect on this story and ask yourself, am I ready to invite Jesus on board and allow him to work through me? Am I willing to be obedient to his word, no matter how strange it may seem? The power of faith and obedience can bring about incredible change, so don't be afraid to set sail with Jesus. As you go today, pray and ask the Lord to come on board in all areas of your life and bring about the change that only he can bring. Trust in him and his plans for your life, knowing that whenever Jesus comes on board, you can expect a transformation for the better. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this teaching today. It serves as a reminder of the power of faith and obedience in our lives. We often feel discouraged and tired, just like Peter, after facing numerous challenges and disappointments. We can easily lose hope and stop striving for more, but you see us, and you invite us to try again with you by our side. Help us to have the courage to invite you on board, to allow you to work through us, and to be obedient to your word, no matter how strange it may seem. Teach us to trust in your power and wisdom, and to have faith that your plan for us is good. Today, we pray that our obedience to your word will bring about transformation in our lives and that we will experience the good of the land. We ask for the strength to follow your will and to trust in your promises. Thank you for your love and grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 4, chapter 5 and chapter 6. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 25 verse 1 to 30. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.